Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Oh, you guys, it is the final day of Project Down and Dirty Film Fest. That means tonight on the big screen, you are going to see four fantastic short films produced, directed, and starred in by your favorite My Talk hosts.
Dun, 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 dun.
And this is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, hey. Holly Roberts. We are Team Cobra, and we are in fourth place. For fundraising, we've got a big job ahead of us today.
Yes, we do, but it's a goal that we are going to blow out the water. Will you just adjust that screen so I can see our current tally?
Yes, I would love to do so.
Can I see the overall tally? I know, I'm sorry. Thank you
this
very much.
This one right here. Okay, yes. There you go.
Okay, so currently, where are we at, Colleen?
We, as a show, are at $8,710.
All right, $8,710. I would say it's very likely that we are going to be able to raise $10,000 during the show today.
I was going to say, I feel like we need to at least double that. And I like saying raise $10,000 because that feels very doable. You are right. And that overshoots my original thought.
Good.
So that's where I want to go.
Are you sure?
I am positive. Okay. Do you mean $10,000
more? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's, oh yeah. No, I was not saying 10,000 total. Yeah, I was saying $10,000 more.
I was going to say double what we have, and 10,000 more gets us
just
there.
Just a nice big fat round number. And
man,
I will feel, you know, look, $20,000 and I would be all in. I think we could, $20,000 total.
Yeah.
But that's another 10,000 gets us to about 19,000. That's our, you know, we'll be fine there.
Yes.
And here's how we're going to deliver on that promise. We are going to give you 1,000 reasons to support, 10,000 reasons, in fact, to support. To support One Heartland, because we feel so strongly about the work that they're doing. And if we raise $10,000...
Everybody, we're back.
We're back. It's Friday. It's not the past. It's the present.
Yes.
Right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show.
It's always a little bit of a journey here at Project Down and Dirty. Any Project Down and Dirty, but this year we're doing Film Fest. I don't even know when you lost us. So we'll just start all over.
Yeah, in fact, I don't even know if they heard our goal. So we started off the show at about $8,700, right, Colleen?
Yes, correct.
And we set a very ambitious goal for the show today. It's our last fundraising opportunity.
We would like to raise $10,000 today.
We will raise
$10,000. We're going to do it, and we're going to all do it together. And that means that we need your help, because we can't do it alone. I can't just plop $10,000 in there. Can you, Bradley?
No. I would like to.
Yes, but we need your help. And that means whatever you are able to give, today is the day. Today is the last day to be able to do this for One Heartland. We really want to give them a gigantic novelty check this afternoon at the reunion show, and we can only do that with your help.
Exactly. And in the case of One Heartland, when we raise $10,000 today, that's 10 young people who will be able to go to their life-changing, transformational, probably in many cases life-saving camps. We're going to hear about the work that One Heartland does in just a moment, but we're also full of surprises on today's show. So I'm just saying.
Yes.
But I'm not saying. Now, we were, right as we got knocked off, we were about to, or I don't know when, we were going to let you know that this hour we're giving away two pairs of tickets
to tonight's
show.
8:30 showing. And in order to do that, Bradley, how are we going to do that? Is there a special amount that we need people to donate?
What do you think?
I would say
a pair of tickets goes for how much?
What? I don't know. $100.
$100.
Yeah.
All right.
First two people to donate $100 are going to get a pair of tickets to tonight's showing.
Fabulous.
Don't you think?
Love it.
I think that's a good way to start. Now,
and we got more where that came from.
We do got more. Oh, do we ever? You have no idea what's coming up. You have no idea what's coming up. But I will tell you what's coming up right now.
But when there's more.
We are going to speak with a camper, I believe. We had to kind of rearrange things a little bit here because of some technical difficulties. But Holly Roberts is going to give us a dirt alert when we come back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then hopefully we'll have an opportunity to talk to a camper.
If they can hold the line.
If they can hold the line. Okay, so we're going to figure some stuff out. We're going to be back. You're going to stay right there. But you're also going to click through at mytalk1071.com, keyword project, and get donating.
Let's do it!
Because we got a lofty goal today, do and the only way we can get there is along with you. We'll be back after this on My Talk 1071.
Trevor Noah leaving The Daily Show after 7 years.
Yeah, that's big news.
Yeah, big news. Now, he announced last night on The Daily Show that he was leaving his duties at The Daily Show. Now, no word yet on whether or not The Daily Show is even going to continue, but it would be surprising if it didn't because it's such a big franchise for Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And for Paramount Global, the big conglomerate that owns The Daily Show.
Well, I think there was a big concern after Jon Stewart left, like, is anybody going to be able to help continue this franchise in a way that sort of speaks to the level Jon Stewart brought to the table? And I think that obviously Trevor Noah has done that. So yeah. Those are big shoes to fill for whomever is up next. It'll be interesting to see if they just throw some, you know, guests in there for a while, like how this plays out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We shall see. Again, it's been reported that Comedy Central, at least what they're telling us, is that they don't have any plans. Now, if you plan on flying private with Kim Kardashian, she has a strict set of rules in place for passengers who want a seat on her private jet. She doesn't even make exceptions for her own family members. Can you believe it?
What is it? It's got to be really just superficial stuff. Like, what kind of things does Kim Kardashian
require? Like, you
require?
Have to wear a certain height of heel. You have to have a waist trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. what are her rules?
Mm-hmm.
Pray tell.
Well, her rules. Well, she got pretty upset with her sister when she wanted to fly on the private jet immediately after having a spray tan.
Oh, because she didn't want her to get like the chemicals.
Spray tan. Yeah,
I would say put a towel down. I mean, you know, like whenever we're visiting my mom and we're going to the beach, we always put a towel on the seat because, you know, mm-hmm. you got your sunscreen and that can fade the seats after over time.
Exactly. Well, Kendall Jenner wanted to fly with a fresh spray tan, but Kim was having nothing of it.
Okay, dumb question. Aren't there other Kardashian private jet options?
Right. I mean, Kylie.
Yeah, right? Like, if Kendall wants to get a spray tan, what are Kylie's rules? Maybe take her private jet.
Well, and I can just see Chris saying, well, if you have a problem, honey, just get your own.
You know, also, no shoes on the plane.
What?
Yeah, you can't wear your shoes on the plane. You have to have custom skim slippers.
Okay, actually, because I don't take my shoes off, but I loosen my shoes.
And you want some sort of foot covering.
And I, yeah.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. gross.
You don't want pigs out.
Oh my God, people who walk to the bathroom
ew.
With their,
ew.
With their shoes off.
People do that.
All flight
long. That's nasty.
Long.
Also, folks who go through TSA with bare feet.
Mm. Ew, why would you do that?
People do it all the time.
Oh, because you have to take your shoes off.
Because you have to take your shoes off and you're wearing sandals.
So I get to keep my shoes on.
I know, we fancy.
We fancy.
We're not fancy, but.
No, we just went through the rigmarole to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you just, you have crossed your T's and dot your lowercase J's in order to. To have that.
Keep them shoes on.
Yeah, to keep those shoes on. Anyways, no, none of us are going to be flying on Kim Kardashian's private jet.
I'm fine with that.
For so many reasons.
I just feel like all the snacks would be color coordinated. Like, everything is about the way things look and not about what things actually are.
It'll be taupe.
Yeah.
Like, all the food is taupe.
You know, she got custom M&Ms.
Yeah.
They're taupe.
Yeah. That say, you know, K on them or Skims.
She only serves Topo Chico.
Oh, no, Topo Chico, puppet mice.
Oh, I meant Topo Chico.
Okay.
But
oh, Edeep.
Yeah, she puppet that's the mice. In-flight entertainment is Topo Chico.
Oh,
and,
anyway.
Senor Wenceslas or whatever his name is. Yeah. Senor Wences.
Yeah.
Hello. It's all right.
I want to follow up the story that we talked about yesterday. Billy Ray Cyrus dating Australian singer-songwriter Fire Rose. Now, sources are confirming to people that the pair have been dating for quite some time, but they want to assure you that Billy Ray's relationship with Fire Rose did not overlap with his marriage to his soon-to-be ex-wife, Tish.
Sure. Usually when you give too much info, it's because you're lying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Like, nobody, that's not, like, you didn't need to add that tale.
Well, if Yeah, if you don't, like, if like, it doesn't actually matter, right? People are going to guess. It doesn't matter. When you have to correct the record, that says something's getting to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something about it is,
again,
chapping you.
If you're explaining, you're lying.
It's true.
The Community movie is officially happening over on Peacock. Dan Harmon, the creator of the series, confirmed the news. And the original stars are going to be back, pretty much all of them, except we don't know about Donald Glover. But he only appeared in a handful of some later episodes. You know, he was a big cast member. But then he went on to other things.
Yes.
But Joel McHale is going to be back. Danny Pudi, Allison Brie, Gillian Jacobs, Jim Rash, Ken Jeong. They are all going to be back. So we don't know if Chevy Chase or Yvette Nicole Brown are going to be involved either. But if you're a fan of that, go, you know, good news today.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for that dirt alert, Holly. Now, when we come back, I believe that we are going to have Lou on. Lou is a former camper, now a current staff member at One Heartland. And that's who we're raising money for. Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Holly Roberts, the three of us, are Team Cobra. And we are here raising money as part of Project Down and Dirty Film Fest for One Heartland. And we've got a goal. We've got a big goal for this show. Before 3 o'clock, we'd like to raise a total of $10,000 today. And it is possible, but we need your help.
Yeah, we're going to raise that $10,000, but we do need you to get there. And I know that's why I know we're going to get there, because it involves my talkers. Have we given away those two pairs of tickets?
Thank you for bringing that up, Bradley. You set me up just perfectly. We have two pair of tickets that we are giving away to the first two people who donate $100. One of those has been claimed.
Okay.
By Katie. Congratulations. Katie Cass gave $100. Thank you. And so you get that one pair of tickets. We still have one out there to the next person who donates $100. Now, we're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff during this show today.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's definitely more. But in order to help illustrate to you the wonderful work that they do at One Heartland, we thought it would be a good idea to have somebody who really has experienced One Heartland themselves. We have Lou, who's a former One Heartland camper and a current staff member, on the line with us. Lou, thank you for holding on and waiting through our little technical difficulty at the top of the hour. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Don't worry about it. Technology's hard, man. I get it. you're all good.
Thank you, Lou. Okay, so tell us a little bit. So give us kind of a picture of how you got involved with One Heartland as a camper.
Yeah. So circa 9 years ago, I can't do math. I was young and silly, just as I am now. But so my buddy of mine reached out to me. I just recently come out to my mom as being queer, but not my dad. And so my friend, he was queer, his mom found the camp and he was like, "Hey, do you want to come?" I said, "Oh my God, of course I want to come." And so I told my mom, I was like, "Mom, can I please go?" She was like, "Yeah." But my dad, no idea, no clue, in the dark, not a nothing, because I still hadn't come out to him yet. The camp is called True Colors, and so me, of course, I was like, I'm 12, I know everything in the world. I was like, oh, it's an art camp, so I could, like, slip under the radar and go. And then the day of, my friend Dylan, he was coming to pick me up, and so my dad was like, "Hey, so remind me about this camp again." I was like, "Oh, it's on Heartland, is it, like, True Colors, it's a gay camp." And he was like, "What?" I was like, "I'm gay." And then I left for a week. Just completely in the dark. to let him, like, sit on it. And it worked out great. It was fun. He was still with it. And then the second I stepped on camp, I just immediately fell in love with the place. And I was like, I'm going to stay here forever and ever and ever. And I've held true to that. So I went through camper, and then we have a couple different, like, stages. The older you are through campers, where you kind of can transition into a counselor. And this most recent year, I had hit the administration role, so I've, like, worked my way up to the top through there. So, yeah.
So, Lou, you clearly, like you said, I mean, you stayed for life. What about the camp draws you back year after year?
Yeah, I think definitely the community, obviously. It was amazing being around people who were just like me, and I really don't believe I am who I am today if it wasn't for camp. Like, it's this perfect little utopia communion where you don't need to explain yourself to anybody, and you can come in and be like, "Hey, I'm this," and they're like, "Cool," and you get to really experiment without like fear of repercussions. And so I think I definitely went through a lot of trial and error there, and I really got to learn more about myself. And so I'm really appreciative of that little space that you get to have. Also, I love just being able to give people and give new campers, you know, that same like love and second home that I found at camp. Cause like, you know, being able to now not only experience camp magic, but like make the magic of camp happen, I think is it's like the most addicting thing for me, for sure.
Lou, we're talking with Lou, who's a former camper with One Heartland and now a staff member, a counselor at Camp True. Are you only? Does it work that you only then are a counselor for Camp True Colors, or are you a counselor kind of throughout the summer for different camps?
Yep. So we're there for the entire summer. So we have a bunch of different camps that kind of cycle around. It's just True Colors is now just the largest session of all the ones that we have.
Okay.
But you are committed to the whole summer, so it's about 2 or 3 months from June all the way till like the middle of August.
Oh, that just sounds great.
Yeah, so like people know is just like in the summer, I am just not at all available. My whole life is dedicated to camp. So yeah, most of the counselors who stay there, they stay there for that pretty much the entirety of summer. So
Lou, I'm going to ask you to, I mean, and I know that this is probably difficult because it's been 9 years and your life has truly been transformed by One Heartland. And that's evident in the energy that you're bringing to this conversation. But I'm going to ask you to think back to just that first summer and how, you know, how it felt for you at camp. I imagine that it was a very different experience for you from the kind of life outside of camp. Can you encapsulate that a little bit for us?
Oh yeah, for sure. It was a total shell shock when I first came to camp. Mainly because of the fact I was like, I'm in the middle of the nowhere. I know one person, which is, you know, more than what other people knew. My first year of camp, I believe it was the second or third year session that True Colors had ever happened. So it was very small. There was only about 30 of us, actually, 30 campers total. So really, really tiny session. And I remember just, like, being hit with, like, all this adrenaline of I'm, like, I'm independent. I'm in this new space. My parents aren't looking over my shoulder. I can, like, stay and do so many different things. But I immediately, of course, you get that little like thing of like, oh no, I am not near my parents or anybody I know. I'm alone. I don't know if I'm going to feel that same love. But like, I just immediately felt that love. Like, you just feel like a family the second you are like, you walk onto campgrounds, I think. And it just all that anxiety of like, oh my God, I'm going to be alone, all this other stuff. Also, you know, you've never heard of this camp before and it's like a gay camp, you're like, oh my God, what if it's like a cover up for like conversion therapy? And it's like, absolutely is not that. So I think I also just had a lot of adrenaline just like release when I stepped foot on campus, because I realized I was like, this is not at all what I was scared it was going to be. And this is so much better than what I thought it was going to be and what I hoped for it to be.
And you probably just entire time. Could not wait to get back. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Lou, can you talk a little bit about like how the camp, you know, helped you in the coming out process? Because I think, again, we were talking a little bit about this week. I came out when I was in my 20s. I didn't have experiences like this at my disposal. And I'm so grateful that, you know, so many people now have access to something like this. So can you, for those of us who didn't have the experience, can you kind of talk a little bit about like how that helped, I'm sure at least it helped your whole coming out process? It sounds like it kind of came hand in hand with your first experience with camp.
Yeah. So coming out is obviously, it's a really, really big thing. And I am fortunate enough to where I did kind of figure out who I was so early along in my process, you know, early along in my life, I mean. Like you said, not coming out until later in life. Like my girlfriend, she didn't come out until much later in her life. And that, you know, she's had a completely different experience than what I've had. So I make sure I try to stay really, really grateful for the fact that I've had such an early experience. And I think with that, too, developmentally, because I came out so young and I went to camp and I came out so young, you know, it's this whole thing of, like, I'm still definitely figuring myself out. And usually when you're young and you come out at home, you get the whole, like, oh, but you're so young. Are you sure? You know, like, this might just be a phase, blah, blah, blah. and I didn't have to face that when I went to camp. Like, it was immediately accepted. So I feel like I didn't have to, you know, really prove that I was who I was at camp. And I think that's a huge stressor that a lot of queer people have to, like, it's a weight off their shoulders of the fact of, like, when you're at home and you come out as something, they're like, are you sure? You know, like, they don't take it immediately. And so you have to push and push and push to, like, be like, no, this is who I am. Like, I need you to see me as who I am. Like, I'm going to do everything I can to be who I am, you know. But, like, at camp, I didn't have to worry about that stress, you know. Like, I didn't have to, like, prove that I was who I am. And I think that really, really altered my view of what it's like to come out and all this other stuff. Because it's like, I don't need to earn myself, or other people don't need to earn me. Like, I'm already me, you know. And I'm just figuring myself out. And now I'm in this space where not only am I allowed to figure myself out, I'm encouraged to, you know. And so I definitely think because of the camp environment, having that open space, it definitely gave me a lot more confidence to be way more out there with my expression, you know. Like, I didn't feel like I needed to ease into being queer, if that makes sense. Like, I didn't need to, like, slowly, like, show, like, oh, maybe I'll wear this today and be very subtle about
like
it.
Like a rollout.
Yeah, a slow roll.
A weird little build-up. Like, I was just able to, like, be, like, fast, you know what I mean? And, like, just have, like, everything out on the floor. And I think that is something that camp gave me that I don't think I ever got anywhere else. And I'm very, very grateful for that fact. It wasn't like a... I mean, of course, it's the slow build of you figuring yourself out, but it wasn't the slow build of I need to make sure that everybody is okay for me to come out, you know? Like, I'm okay to come out, so I'm going to come out. It's not about how other people feel. It's about how I feel, you know?
And Lou, like, what a huge gift now that you get to give, being an inspiration and being a counselor and walking alongside other people, you know, in that process and in so many other processes that are whatever the reason that has brought them to camp with One Heartland. I mean, you get to sort of usher that gift through a new generation.
Oh, it's bonkers bananas, dude. I can't. I can't even fathom it sometimes. It's the idea of, like, I can't believe that I already was affected so much and so positively by this camp, and now I get to do that for other people. I was like, this is crazy, you know? Like, who gets to do that? You know, who gets to experience that?
Lou, your energy is just infectious, and I just want to say thank you for joining us and for helping us really get the message out about how One Heartland changes lives. You are evidence of that, and we are hoping that everybody has heard your voice and is being generous and reaching into their wallets to help give so that we can send as many campers to camp as possible.
Yes, I hope so. Actually, so think about the reason why this also fundraising is, like, really important is I actually came on a fellowship. I never paid to go to camp, to be honest. My family couldn't afford it. And I remember I kind of, when we first went to camp, kind of pleading my case to the old camp directors. I was like, hey, I really want to come, but I just can't afford it. And they gave me, like, a full scholarship from donation money because they were like, nobody should be denied this opportunity. And I think I only paid to go to camp 1 year of, like, my whole, like, life of going to camp. And even then, I only paid partial. Like, I still needed a partial scholarship. So it's also one of those things which is crazy to think about that, like, I wouldn't be able to go to camp if it wasn't for fundraisers for this. So, like, I always want to make sure that if there is an opportunity for me to help with fundraisers, I hop on that because, like, that's why I got to come. You know what I mean? That's why so many other people get to come. And now I get to help people get here because they helped me get here. It only feels fair, you know what I mean? So
Well, Lou, absolutely, you are going to help people get there because your story is going to encourage a lot of our listeners to head over to mytalk1071.com, make that contribution, because we know that last year they weren't able to send every young person who wanted to come to camp to camp. This year, with My Talker's help, you know, we can absolutely make sure every single kid who wants to go is going to be able to join you.
Lou, thank you for taking time out of your day and for just, you know, giving everybody a real good reason to show up today and donate at mytalk1071.com keyword project. Take care of yourself and have a great summer at camp.
Thanks, Lou.
Yeah, Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good one. And I hope you guys raise all the money you can, for sure.
Thank you. That's Lou. Lou is a former camper, now counselor with One Heartland. Just absolutely, told us every reason that we should donate, because this camp really does. These camps change people's lives. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, and by the way, I just want to remind you, we still have a pair of tickets to the next person who donates $100 to One Heartland at mytalk1071.com, keyword project. You donate $100 to One Heartland on behalf of the Colleen and Bradley Show, you get to come to the 8:30 showing tonight of My Talk 107.1's Project Down and Dirty Film Fest. It's that easy. So go donate. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, I've got a bunch of thank yous I'd like to issue.
Fabulous.
To people who have donated, and we're going to keep working this goal after this on My Talk 107.1.
Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my friends Jennifer, Bob, and the whole Snyder team with eXp Realty. Look, their 14 highly qualified agents have been in business for over 25 years, selling and buying homes in the Twin Cities and throughout Western Wisconsin. They've literally helped 3,000 families in those years either find or move to the next chapter of their life with the perfect home. And right now, I got a note from Jennifer, and she was like, hey, would you just let my talkers know you don't have to stop looking at homes right now? The market is balancing out, and that means you have a great opportunity. You can negotiate price and get a home inspection. The difference of these balances out the rise of interest rates. So even if you think this is a difficult time or not the right time for you, but you still want to buy a home or sell your home, call Jennifer and the Snyder team at eXp Realty, or the Snyder team with eXp Realty. Why? Because they have the expertise to navigate through this time. Head to the Snyder team today, and don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
Thank you, Mike. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And
hi,
we are raising money for One Heartland. We have a lofty goal. No, it's not even lofty. We have a goal.
No, we have it's a substantial goal. We're going to make it, but we need your help to get there. My talkers come through for us every year. It's $10,000 added on to the total we had as of yesterday, which was about $8,700. So we're trying to get to $18,000 before the end of the show today, which is completely realistic for a number of reasons. Colleen, where are we at? So
thank you for asking.
Sorry, I get emotional.
Actually, let me, I know, I get so
and
emotional, baby.
If you haven't decided to make a contribution yet, and that's after listening to our previous guest join us, what are you waiting for? Now is the perfect time, because Lou painted a perfect picture about the importance and the special qualities of Camp Heartland. It's really more than just camp for these kids.
It is absolutely life-changing, and Lou did such a wonderful job of helping us understand like a real-life experience and how it changed her life, and now how she has become a counselor and is helping change. And, when I say helping change lives, what One Heartland does is it creates the environment for those lives to be changed, and the people kind of come through, and that's how we build a better community, is by allowing people to be who they truly are and growing into amazing adults like Lou, who then want to help create that environment for other people. It really is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful tradition that they've started with One Heartland. Okay, so presently we are at $9,280. I want to say some thank yous, but first I want to say we had two pair of tickets to tonight's film fest that we gave away to the first two people who donated $100. Those have now been claimed by Katie Cass, congratulations and thank you, and by Tracy Overstreet. So you're coming to the film fest tonight. Congratulations.
Yay!
To the two of you. Now, I wanted to give some thank yous to other people who donated, because that's part of the fun. And also, if you put something in the dedication, we're going to read it. So thank you to Wumi, who said that they were dedicating their donation to Colleen's mustache.
But wait for it.
There's more. That's me. Okay, I want to say thank you to Christina. I want to say thank you to Joni, to Katie, to multiple anonymi who showed up and gave lots of wonderful donations. Joanne, thank you. To Lisa, to Brooke, to Eva, to Kiki, who dedicated Their donation to all the crazy, stupid idiots out there. I love to laugh at you. And Paul and Ryan McGuire Grimes, our friends, they donated.
Thanks, guys.
Dedicated to the LGBTQ plus youth of today so they can be 100% themselves. Paul will be joining us a little bit later. And he'll be telling us what he'll be looking for in his reviews of the films this evening, as well as telling us a little bit more about how meaningful One Heartland is in his own life. And then, Brian, thank you to you. Thank you to Katie. Thank you to Michael. Thank you to Carla, who dedicated her donation to all the staff and campers at One Heartland. Go Team Cobra. Thank you to Tracy. Two more just came in. Thank you to Jill. Thank you to Jane. This is how easy it is to donate.
It is absolutely super easy. You just head to mytalk1071.com right there on the homepage or hit keyword project. Now, here's the thing. We gave away two pairs of tickets to tonight's show. So if you missed out, you can still get tickets. The proceeds benefit our charities. Head to mytalk1071.com for one of the two remaining showings, or at least one of the remaining showings. Do we have two still available?
I don't know.
Go to the website. You'll find out all the details there. But we have some other things up our sleeve, and I think we should unleash one of those now since we have cashed in on the first two. What do you want to unleash next?
Thank you, Holly. I think that we should unleash the Team Cobra Not Oscar Swag Bag. What is that, Bradley Trainer?
Well,
explain it.
So it's the Not Oscar Swag Bag, but you've heard of the Oscar Swag Bag where they throw in like a free trip to Hawaii.
We're not giving you that.
Waxed.
That's not going to happen.
You get your suntan lotions.
But then you can't get on Kim Kardashian's private jet.
But what you will get is even better, if you ask me. The Not Oscar Swag Bag is going to be like the Team Cobra gift bag to end all gift bags. But wait, there's more. Some of the things will include special items from each and every one of your My Talk 107.1 Team Cobra hosts. That is, we'll start with myself, Bradley Trainer, just because I don't know where else to go. I'm going to put in that gift bag, or at least to begin with, I will put in that gift bag the following. A loaf of sourdough bread, handmade fresh by myself. A jar of my signature apple butter. And a full batch of my special nuts.
You're giving away your special nuts?
Yep, special nuts, apple butter, and a loaf of fresh-baked sourdough bread.
I am impressed. Now, I will contribute... I'm going to contribute two items that I know of. Listen, there will be surprises.
We're going to add to this, and I just want you to know that like we have begun the process of filling this thing as hugely as possible,
yes.
But this is what we know so far.
So I, Colleen Lindstrom, that's me. If you know me, you know my family. We love to eat at Carboni's. So I would like to share my love of Carboni's with you, and I'm going to throw in a Carboni's gift card. In addition, and boy, let me tell you, this might be valuable someday, and it might not be valuable someday. I will get a baseball signed by both of my sons who play baseball, just in case they go pro.
Find out what Holly puts in that very special not swag bag. Well, it's a swag bag, but not the Oscars. When we come back.
And then we got to tell people what they got to donate in order to get it. We'll be back after this on My Talk 107.1.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me October 4th for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms.